Then David took account of the people who were with him and appointed over them commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds. And David sent the people out, a third under the command of Joab, a third under the command of Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and a third under the command of Ittai the Gittite. And the king said to the people, I myself will certainly go out with you also. But the people said, you should not go out. For if in fact we flee, they will not care about us. And if half of us die, they will not care about us. But you are worth 10,000 of us. So now it is better that you will be ready to help us from the city. King said to them, whatever seems best to you, I will do. So the king stood beside the gate, and all the people went out by hundreds and thousands. But the king commanded Joab, Abishai, and Ittai, saying, deal gently the young man Absalom for my sake. And all the people heard when the king commanded all the commanders regarding Absalom. Then the people went out to the field against Israel, and the battle took place in the forest of Ephraim. The battle there was spread over the whole countryside, and the forest devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. Oh,
now Absalom encountered the servants of David. Absalom was riding on his mule. And the mule went under the branches of a massive oak. Then his head caught firmly in the oak, and he was left hanging between the sky and earth, while the mule that was under him kept going. My hand against the king's son. For in our hearing, the king commanded you, Abishai and Ittai, saying, protect the young man Absalom from me.
Otherwise, if I had dealt treacherously against his life,
and there is nothing hidden from the king,
then you yourself would have avoided me.
Joab said, I will not waste time here with you.
you. So he took three spears in his hand and thrust them through the heart of Absalom.
Think the running form of the first one is like the running form of Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok. And the king said, this is a good man. He is coming with good news. Then Ahimaaz called out and said to the king, oh,
And he prostrated himself before the king with his face to the ground. And he said, blessed is the Lord your God, who has turned over the men who raised their hands against my Lord the king. But the king said, is it well with the young man? I arrived and the Cushite said, let my Lord the King receive good news. For the Lord has freed you this day from the hand of all those who rose up against you. Then the King said to the Cushite, is it well with the young man Absalom? And the Cushite answered, and all who rise up against you for evil, be like that young man. Then the king trembled and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And this is what he said as he walked, my son Absalom, my son, my son Absalom, if only I had died of you, Absalom, my son, my son.